the defeated finalist. I said at the beginning that this would be a battle to the death, and so it proved. Sabina, what were your thoughts of that? I know you're obviously disappointed at losing the final.
Yeah, I am disappointed, but at the same time, I think Anjali played exceptionally well today. I also think from the last time I played her, I think mentally she has become much stronger. I felt when I played before, if it was going, like, you know, towards closer points, towards the end of the set, you know, she didn't hold it together as good as she did today. So, look, at, you know, I had a worthy opponent in the final. You know, could I have played better? I don't know. I think I kind of prefer a slower game. I'm not a particularly aggressive or attacking player. You know, I like to block balls. You know, I like to chop a few balls. I did my best, and you know, I'll live. You know, I'll live to fight another day.
It was a great ad for ladies' table tennis, though. I thought the quality of the table tennis was quite good.
Thank you for saying that. I just have to say, like, I'm sure, like, when you're playing on camera, the worst thing that could happen is losing 3-0 straight. You know, and I'm just delighted that it actually got, you know, to a fifth set. Like, and look, I had a very slow start there. I was 5-0 down.
Yeah.
So I kind of said to myself, like, do you know, only a miracle can help me here, you know, and it didn't happen, you know, so look at, you
still
know,
you fought to the very end.
It doesn't matter, because I mean, you don't just play a tournament, you know, you're playing a game, and you can't judge yourself by a single tournament.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
It's really, you know, how do you do over the season, you know, what things you try, what competitions you go to, like, so look at, you know, it's one of many, and look, hopefully I'll get another final this season, who
and
knows.
We just want to say congrats as well to the Dunleary team that did so well at the British League last weekend, so well
thank
done.
Thank you very much. It was slightly unexpected because we were a woman down going in, so we were only 2 out of 3, so that meant we were, you know, constantly 2-0 down, you know, and I think maybe it takes some of the pressure off, because, you know, you're there and you're saying, to, you know, let it be, you know, whether I play good or bad, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, we are the underdogs here, but I think we carried ourselves, you know, through that weekend, myself and Mia, you know, because when you see your teammate win, you nearly have to put that extra effort yourself to make sure that their win doesn't go to waste. And I think that little bit of pressure actually helped me to play good as well, because I got 8 out of 10 games that weekend.
Yeah, really good.
Which is a fabulous result for me.
Absolutely.
In a Division 1. You know,
yeah,
I think I only got 3 or 4 the first weekend around, you know. So look at, you know, the medal was an icing on the cake. So it's great to be going home with something. And who knows, maybe we'll play Premier next year.
Best of luck, Sabina, for the rest of the season.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for chatting to me.